In the case when you say that, what is there beyond the sentence? If you said to me, why do you go beyond the sentence? I would say naively, well, because it wasn't long enough for me to say everything I wanted to say.
That's the usual answer we get, yes.
So, well, what do you say when you get that usual answer?
But then you have to ask, why do we have the items like however?
However, and
instead,
yet.
Nevertheless, you know, or still. I mean, there are hundreds of these items. It's not an open-ended vocabulary. It's limited. But what is interesting is that the senses of these connectives are also constrained. So, for example, in English, since is both temporal as well as causal. You can say something since something else. So there is a causal relation between the two clauses. And it turns out that cross-linguistically, these senses are about the same. So even if two languages have very different syntactic structures at sentence level, the words that connect these connectives, one sentence to other sentences, their sense vocabulary is not open-ended. Languages seem to share that level of sense vocabulary across languages, as far as we know so far. I mean, you know, extensive work has to be done in this area. So that means what we do beyond the sentence is not completely arbitrary. It has got its own structural rules and so on.